Ladies and gentlemen, no doubt many of you are already familiar with the startling philosophy of the man whose voice in a few moments you are going to hear. No doubt many of you have read his books and his magazine and newspaper articles. Perhaps you have heard him over the radio station to which you are now listening. You may agree with him, you may not. But even if you do not, there is no gainsaying this one fact. Any man who has evolved a philosophy which in the short space of 5 years has become an international movement, any man who has brought health, happiness, and success to thousands and tens of thousands of people the world over and can prove it, must have something, must be worth listening to. That man is Dr. Frank Robinson. When you hear him, you will be hearing not somebody with a magic formula, not some mystic crystal gazer, but a leader in the realm of modern scientific thought, a member of the American Association for the Advancement of Science, a fellow of the American Society for Psychical Research. And now, here is your guide who will take you directly to Dr. Robinson's study.
Close your eyes and let your imagination paint a picture for you. A sweep of quiet landscape, remote from the hectic, feverish scurryings of a petty world. Rugged hills, their slopes covered with pines, through whose branches the wind whispers a serenity. And nestling among those hills, a happy home. Picture it as evening, with golden light shining through the windows. And inside, a man seated at the console of a pipe organ. The strains of music float upon the evening air, faintly at first, then louder. Unconsciously, you pause to listen. Such is a picture of the home of Dr. Robinson, as I have often seen it. And now once more let your imagination come into play and picture yourself with me walking into his study. How do you do, Dr. Robinson?
Well, come in. This is a pleasure. Sit down, won't you? Here, take this chair. You'll find it more comfortable.
Thank you.
How have things been going with you?
Well, Doctor, since my last visit here, I've been doing a lot of thinking.
Indeed. That's the beginning of accomplishment. You know, for a good many thousand years, humanity has blundered along without thinking.
And I don't mind saying that I have you to thank. You've certainly made me change some of my views, and for the better.
I'm glad to hear that. One strange thing about teaching this new philosophy of life is the satisfaction it brings to me in giving to men and women throughout the world a sane, logical, and common sense picture of God as he actually exists. And by the way, God is not a personality.
Well, I can readily see, Doctor, how God could not be a personality, but rather is a supreme law. I do not know that I understand you perfectly, though, when you say that I can personally know this great God law and can use it for the accomplishing of the things I want to do now. Is there any way in which I may know when I actually am in touch with that infinite law?
Yes, that is a good point. For while the great God law of this universe never was a personality, when you and I know this God law, it seems to become a personality to us. But do not make the mistake of thinking that this is God's personality, for it is nothing of the kind. It just simply is your personality illuminated by spiritual law. Do you see that?
Yes, I see that very clearly, Doctor. And since we have been having these little talks, I am very free to admit to you that I have experienced a change.
In what way, may I ask?
Well, Doctor, as I told you, I was born in a very religious home. And to me it seemed hard and perhaps a little bit atheistic to discard the childhood stories I had been told regarding God's plan of salvation. But I saw the logic and reason and spirituality of what you said to me, and I felt strangely free and strangely happy, contrary to my first impression, that the discarding of this religious teaching of my childhood would bring me much unrest and distress of soul. Instead, it seemed to bring infinite peace.
Well, would you ask for any more evidence than that? Now let me ask you something. If it should be, and many religious leaders themselves admit it, that this story, although honestly given, is not true, then don't you think the quicker we find the real truth, the better the world will be for it?
I certainly do, Doctor. And I admire absolutely your fearless stand in the face of organized religion. Are you not afraid of this, Dr. Robinson?
No, I am not afraid of it. This information of mine is grounded in spiritual truth, and its founder is filled and thrilled with the power of the great spiritual God of this universe, who exists here and now, today, and who can and does and will give to everyone recognizing that power sufficient of everything to fulfill his life's work. When I released the first announcement of my teaching, several religious magazines got after me tooth and toenail. One large religious paper in the East published a very bitter and utterly untrue attack upon me, and others have done likewise. But as they have seen my membership grow, their criticisms have been stopped, and now, lo and behold, we find them coming to me and asking me if there is not some way I can put this philosophy into the church. I am sorry, but I do not think the time is ripe for that yet. In a recent questionnaire sent out to ministers in the East, more than 50% of them went on record as stating that they did not believe in the existence of either heaven or hell. And if they do not believe in that, I do not see how they can believe the rest of the story. My attitude is just simply this. I tried for 40 years to find God by church methods, and I was utterly unsuccessful. Finally, I came to the end of my rope and said I was either going to find God or die in the attempt. Well, I found him, but not through the old accepted method. Strange as it might seem, I found him by discarding those teachings, and when I did that, the light immediately broke, and I have been used, and am still being used, to lead tens and hundreds of thousands into the true, reasonable, logical, sensible explanation of what God is.
Well, your personal surroundings certainly changed, Doctor. Do you give the power of God credit for that?
I give credit to no other source than that. And furthermore, I am saying to you that when the power of the great God realm is found and used in any human life, then to the extent it is used, will there be results. You say you were raised in what we call a Christian atmosphere. You were taught in early childhood that the religious organization to which you belong possessed all the truths pertaining to God and life. You were probably taught that this present earthly life represents a pilgrimage along a thorny and narrow road holding for you nothing but disappointment and blighted hope. You were told that it was a sin to try to be happy and healthy and abundantly successful here. You were told that it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Isn't that right?
Yes, that's just about correct.
Now, without further ado, let me make to you one of the most dynamic statements that has ever been released by anyone in a good many years, and you may depend upon it that I can prove every word of it. Now, let this statement sink in and grasp the significance of it to the fullest extent, because if this statement is true, the chances are many to one that you have at your disposal sufficient power to bring to you here and now on this earth the things which you would like to have, but the things which your religion told you you cannot possibly have until you die. The statement is this. the force or law which created this universe and everything in it, which created you, didn't stop after that job was done. It continues to operate right here and now. And surely it is big enough, powerful enough, to give you the things you want and need if you know how to use it.
But there's the rub. How do I know I can learn how to use it?
You are no different from the thousands of other good people who have followed my teaching. Let me read you a portion of a letter I recently received from one of them, a man who, by the way, is a prominent attorney. Here is what he writes. I have had such a big change for the better with a guidance that has been marvelous in its results. And here is a portion of another letter. It reads, from the very first time I read your teaching, I contacted the force which you speak about. And here is an extract from still another one, in which the writer describes my philosophy as, quote, one of the most marvelous revelations I shall ever experience, unquote. And I have many more letters like these in my file.
Well, that's certainly a convincing evidence, Doctor. And I wish we had more time to continue this discussion. But before our quarter hour's up, would it be an imposition to ask you to play Dirdler's Because?
Not in the least. I'd consider it a compliment.
What are the things you want in this life? How are you going to get them? By drifting along as you have been doing? By trusting to luck, to chance? Think about these two questions for a moment. If the methods which you have been following in the past have not brought you what you want, how are they going to bring you those things in the future? Perhaps you don't entirely agree with Dr. Robinson's philosophy. But even if there were only one small chance in 100 of its helping you, wouldn't it still be wise to find out about it, to get the details, particularly as it will not cost you 1 cent to do so? Simply write to Dr. Frank Robinson, Radio Department, Moscow, Idaho, and ask for an outline of his philosophy. Remember, the address is Dr. Frank Robinson, Radio Department, Moscow, Idaho. Be sure to use the words Radio Department in addressing your request, so that it won't get mixed up with the many letters which Dr. Robinson receives every day from his thousands of students. It isn't even necessary to write a letter. A postcard will do. As I say, address it to Dr. Frank Robinson, Radio Department, Moscow, Idaho, and the outline will be mailed to you at once. We return you now to your local announcers.